This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Kari Kohler from the Kohler Group, Mr. Floor, Igor Morak, and Sarah Andreas from Robert R. Andreas and Sons. For information and additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg.
Thanks, Mr. Jennings. We got a packed show. We're going to jump right into it. Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We got a packed show, so let's just get right to it. Let's go around the horn. Sarah from Robert Andreas and Son. What's going on, Sarah? What are we talking about?
Today, with all the heavy rains we've experienced in Chicagoland, we're going to be discussing how proper concrete placement can divert water away from your foundation.
You know whose fault that is?
Whose?
Roy Spencer.
No, he's the best. Yeah. And his wife, Laura, shout out to them.
Well, that goes without saying. But
oh, he was praying for rain. He was doing a rain dance. You should have seen him last
Ray
week.
Comes back. Epic. Ray comes back from Florida. Roy.
Thank you.
Roy. We call him Ray here.
That's okay. That's his Chicago name.
All right, it's Ray.
Yeah.
Just it's a studio name.
All right,
it's a studio. It hadn't rained for like
months.
9 days.
Yeah.
Not 90 days,
yeah.
Right? Not a drop. Roy comes back, and it hasn't stopped raining.
Yeah. Well, he said he was going to bring the rain.
No,
he did. He said, I'm going to make it rain.
He brought the rain.
Did. He's been smiling for a while.
He has been smiling for a while. I would agree.
The entire staff has been smiling.
Yes, they are.
All right, so you're going to be talking about how the rain screws up people's concrete.
Well, we're going to talk about how good concrete placement can divert water away from your home.
Smart.
Phone number?
Dave doesn't listen.
It's okay.
Our listeners listen.
708-863-5735 or andreasconstruction.com.
Mr. Floor, Igor Morak, it's been a while.
Good morning.
Our listeners, hardwood floors are coming back together.
Yes.
Due to the fact that the humidity is back in the air and the wood is absorbing that humidity and the wood gaps that everybody gets freaked out about over the winter are now shrinking and have disappeared.
Look at how much I've taught him.
He's a wood expert. We don't even need Igor anyway. Look at you, Dave. That's incredible.
So, Dave, what's interesting is we're going to be talking about kind of the next step of what you just described, and that is overexpansion. So now that we've got all this massive humidity in the air and the wood floors are coming back, if you don't dehumidify, those floors are going to continue to expand, and you're going to start experiencing kind of a bouncy sort of we refer to it as vertical deflection in the industry. When you step on it and your floor kind of gives a little bit, and that's a sign of too much moisture, too much humidity, and we'll be talking about kind of what to do with that.
What's the starting pay for a guy with my experience in hardwood floors like that?
You know, you're priceless.
$8 an hour?
$120,000 a year? A consulting thing? I look good in it.
As a consultant?
Yeah. Okay. I don't need a full-time.
We'll get you a Mr. Floor shirt and everything.
I think we should go start at $10,000 a month,
okay.
And then we go from there. Yeah. Car allowance?
Like a retainer type thing.
Yeah,
situation.
Like a retainer.
Okay,
sure. Right.
Well, we can talk off air.
Couple of black Mr. Floor double extra
absolutely.
Larges because I work out and I got
all the muscle.
I got big shoulders.
I understand.
Physique.
Yeah.
Yes.
Our phone. Our phone number because I'm now a consultant.
Now
I work for your company.
Right?
Yeah. What's our phone number?
So
for
our phone number is 847-674-7500 or MrFloor.com.
Kari, 71% of United States homeowners have rates below 4%, and we wonder why we have an inventory shortage, and we wonder why all of our hundreds. Well, I think it's 106 of our listeners who have pre-approvals out. All we are turning into is a printing company because we just keep printing new pre-approvals for the 100-plus listeners that we are qualified, ready to go, but can't find homes because 29% of the homeowners out there are selling their homes because 71% of the homeowners in America right now have rates below 4%.
Yes.
How are you dealing with that on the real estate side?
Well, we are working hard to inform the public that now is still a phenomenal time to sell. There's not enough inventory for the wonderful buyers that are out there. So if you have a thought of selling, give us a call.
It's a great time to sell.
How are you helping those customers find houses that are selling, though?
How are we helping our buyers?
Yeah. Find? So I'm selling my house right now. I'm in a four or under.
No, you're in a two.
Correct. Yeah, so I'm definitely not.
I said your loan.
Right, how correct?
You know?
Yes. No. I know when I am. Thank you. But how are you helping them find the next house if inventory is so low? Are they not looking for houses? Are they looking to relocate? Like, what are you seeing normally?
With the buyers that we're working with, we identify the subdivisions, areas that they want to be in, and then we make calls to the neighborhood to see if any of those homeowners have thoughts of moving. Okay. You'd be surprised how many reasons people really do need to move, even if they have the great interest rate.
Yep.
Sure. Okay.
Top five reasons: death, divorce, financial malfeasance. They can't, what?
I'm just waiting for the other two. I can't wait.
Death, divorce. Uh-huh. Financial malfeasance, family is being transferred, okay, or getting retired, or being retired, or we talked about last week, you're having a family member move in with you, an older family member or a younger family member, because you can't find housing. And the other challenge that you're probably seeing is the listeners that have rates in the twos and the threes are not selling their homes before they buy a new home. They are renting those homes out because you're getting record rents right now.
Yes, we sure are getting record rents.
And what the smart listeners are doing is owning that current home, using the extra rent that they're getting above their current mortgage payment because it's so flipping low.
As an investment property.
No, and using that to offset their higher mortgage payment on their new home.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Lots of creative ways to do this.
So there really is no inventory.
Or limited.
It's very limited.
Okay.
Yeah. And we'll talk more about that later, but that's what's happening.
That's wild.
So we'll talk more about, for listeners who want to reach out to you to talk about Illinois as well as Colorado and Nevada, what's the phone number?
The best number is 630-587-4700.
This is a testament that this show works. Okay, Jeremy,
and is fun,
and is fun, but the reach and the power. You mentioned your gutter cleaning, outdoor maintenance, walk around program
last week. Yeah, for the first time,
for less than 3 minutes on last weekend's show, 2 hours into last weekend's show.
Yeah,
and during breakfast this morning, you said you had 18 listeners signed up, ready to go.
Wow. Yeah, pretty cool.
3 minute discussion on the radio.
Yeah.
I talked to a guy this morning, Mark from US Bank. He does all of our construction loans. He's like, he made a point to tell me, I couldn't help this lady out, so I'm sending it to him because she wants a construction loan, whatever. He's like, hey, that $600 program that Jeremy talked about is phenomenal.
It is cool. If you just run the math and at the same time, like, your house needs work. It always needs work, right? It's pretty much falling apart all the time.
Yes.
So I'm very excited about it.
So quickly recap, because we talked about it at the end of last show. Give a quick snapshot.
It's simple. We come out twice a year. We inspect the outside of your house. We will clean your gutters for you, but then we'll also highlight any issues or problematic areas that you could have, right? So it's not a sales pitch. It's not us saying, hey, act now specials. It's not a call to action. It's a doctor checkup for your house is really what it is, right?
Fantastic.
Yeah. And we have the experts that know what to look at for everything on the outside, opposed to just a roofer, just a sider, those professionals are great too, but they're multifaceted. Let's put it that way.
It's like a prostate exam twice a year.
For your house.
You got to go in.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're my age and
twice a year?
Well,
what age is that?
I go in for recreational purposes, I like to make sure everything's okay. White guys, I did a radio show on this, so I speak from experience, okay? Dr. Mike McGuire, my urologist. White guys, you go in at 50.
Yep.
Black men are encouraged to go in at 40. For some reason, genetically, black men are encouraged to get their prostate. I don't know why we're talking about this right now.
Because I brought it up. You're passionate about prostate examination.
It's a PSA. It's a PSA. So it's like getting a physical twice a year in your home. But the best part is, and we talked about this morning, you have a baseline.
That's the coolest part. So our idea is to build a profile on your house. So next year we can say, hey, we'll see how your house aged, right? So maybe this side, the west side of your house gets less sun, so prematurely your wood's going to rot out that way. So that's the coolest part is next year we could say, hey, you mentioned that you want wanted us to bring out your lawn furniture in the beginning of the year, we'll do that instead of clean out your gutters or whatever you want. So
mix or match.
It's going to be cool.
It's like ordering off a Chinese menu. Yep. Three from column A, one from column B.
Yeah, we should number it.
No substitutions.
Make it easy.
You know, and Jeremy, it's much, much less expensive, I would think, to do preventative maintenance.
Oh, it's
right.
It's
than to just let things deteriorate and then start.
It's our
over.
Least favorite thing. You should have called us, right? Yeah, like, come on, please, let us help you.
Phone number.
That's pretty cool.
Hang on, I got it.
7658-8989.
Hang on, it's not firing. Hang on. All right, Benny, our press button here is not ready. Together.
847-658-8989.
We'll get that fixed. All right. Coming up after the break, we're going to put this.
That's terrible.
I know. Well,
sorry.
I'm sorry. The thing
sorry, listeners.
Get the button to work, would you?
It's not, get it work. It's not firing here. Hang on. I don't know what's going on.
That's
here.
All right.
Benny will come in. Yeah. It's not touching. It's not clicking.
That's okay.
All right. 312-981-720.
847-658-8989.
It works with the mouse.
Yeah, of course.
All right. I just got to make sure if this is working.
312-981-720.
Okay, now it's going to be a good show. Got to make sure. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720. And I got a text message from my good friend, Ramblin' Ray. He wanted me to let everybody know in Aurora, according to him, that the tornado sirens are blasting in Aurora. It's a malfunction confirmed through the Aurora PD. Good news to have on the radio. So there you go. Breaking news, Kleppen. You didn't have that in your repertoire. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. No, well, you should have started with that, and then we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you, and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Update on the prostate exam.
I guess so. Nobody
Julian
asked.
Had a okay. question All about right. his. Hispanics.
All
Hispanics,
right.
he said, 50 years old for Hispanics. I said, I gave you a plug, and then he wanted me to add anyone with family history with challenges with prostate cancer should start at 40 regardless.
Regardless.
So there's your prostate talk of the day.
Yep,
there you go. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Everybody out there that has one.
And you didn't even have to see a doc to get that info.
All right.
And you're a wealth of knowledge between the wood and the prostate.
And I just want to make it clear, no interest in checking anybody's prostate.
Okay.
I'm good. I want to get that out of the way.
That's nice.
In case you start sending text messages.
We're thankful for that.
So am I. 312-981-7200. And a special shout out to the ladies in pink and green, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, which is a sorority started in 1908. We ran into a bunch of women walking around in pink and
from
green.
The bridge. They said 9,000.
9,000
have descended on Chicago.
Yes, in the Hyatt across the street.
That's
it's one of the oldest black female sororities in America.
Fantastic.
And their motto is service to all mankind, Alpha Kappa Alpha 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 Kappa Alpha Sorority. So if you're in the city and you see all these women walking around,
high five them
in pink and green. It's not green and pink. We got corrected
pink
on
and
that
green.
A couple
it's
times.
Pink
it's green. Pink and green.
That's right.
Sure. All right. So congratulations to Alpha Kappa
you
Alpha.
You did an excellent job
for defending our city and showing love to our city.
Yeah.
That was a nice lady we talked to.
Oh, wonderful lady.
Walking up the walking
service
up the
for all mankind. How could that be a bad thing?
That's an
amazing
thing.
Great motto.
All right. Let's talk about real estate now. Kari, we got a text message from 773. Hi, David. Can you ask Kari if homes between 1 million and 1.2 are as in demand in Chicago, Lincoln Square in particular, as other price points, considering selling my home? Thanks. So that's in the jumbo category, right?
Yes.
So what's that seven-digit market look like?
That's a healthy market, very healthy market for downtown Chicago. So definitely, we should talk about getting that property sold.
Yeah, because you're typically looking at if you're getting anything above 3,000, 4,000 square feet in a single family home in the city, I don't know, east of Western Avenue, right? Probably, you know, you could probably go even further. It's going to start with a one,
right?
And it's going to have a comma. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to have seven digits. It's going to have two commas, and it's going to start with at least a one.
Yeah.
That's just the market. You might not like it.
Yeah, the land is, that's the land.
Right. It is what it is.
Yes.
All right, so let's talk about you with the current market and the advantages of buying now. And I want to throw something else. I'll tease it with this. If you have the demand that we have right now.
Yes.
with the rates solidly in the sevens. Okay, 4th of July week, they skyrocketed. This week, they kind of calmed back down a little bit. So we're bouncing like a freaking Super Bowl yo-yo up and down within a one-point swing, half point up, half point down. Okay, we've been here for about the past 5 months.
Right.
Okay? If you're seeing this type of activity and lack of inventory in the sevens, what's going to happen when it dips into the sixes and those borrowers that don't qualify in the sevens can now qualify in the sixes? And then to build upon that, what's going to happen when the rates dip into the fives and the borrowers that couldn't afford to buy in the sixes are now in the game when the rates drop into the fives?
Right.
What we've never seen this. 23 years, August 1st in the mortgage industry, never experienced this market. Where are we going?
Very interesting question. So right now, if you're a buyer and you're dealing with the higher interest rates, prices have softened a little bit. So I would go ahead and buy now, have to swallow that interest rate, and just wait for that opportunity to refi, because the markets are going to change. They always do. We have never been in this kind of cycle, like you said. But we know from history the cycle is going to go up and down. So buy the home at a little softer price when you're not competing with 20 other buyers and have to go as is, appraisal gap waivers, et cetera, et cetera.
We're recommending that our borrowers go in for at least amount of money down as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you can't.
Yes.
Okay. And if you're buying a place, I'm going to keep it as simple, stupid, the KISS method as possible. You're buying a place for $120,000 and it appraises out at 100 because you're willing to spend an extra 20 G's just to get the home in this example.
Yes.
Your financing is based upon the lesser of the purchase price or the appraised value. Okay. So the purchase price is 120. You're buying it for 100. You bring in 3%. You're only bringing in $3,000. Why? Again, because you can. Mm-hmm. Now you have to bring in, you got to bridge the $100,000 purchase, the 120 purchase price with the $100,000 appraised value. So you're not only bringing in 3%, you're bringing in $3,000 in this example. You're bringing in $23,000, right?
Yes.
So you could buy a home. They will finance a home for 97% of the value of your home.
Mm-hmm.
Why will lenders do that? Because they know real estate is a good investment, or else they wouldn't do it. So if the lenders are willing to invest in that property at 97% of the value, and you can buy a home for as little down as possible, forget about the PMI. It's a cost of doing business.
Right.
Get in the home. Because if you waited in 19 for 20, you got lost. You got smashed. Mm-hmm. If you waited for 20, if you sat on the sideline for 20 and 20, waiting for 21, you got rolled. If you waited in 21 because you thought it was going to come down to 22, you got burned. If you waited in 22 to come down to 23, it's been a bad run
so far.
You've
been taking a nap.
Right. For 6.5 months, you've been on the wrong side of that. So, hey, I got to take a break. Hold that thought. I just want to throw that out there so we have more conversation coming back. If our listeners want to reach out to you, the best number?
630-587-4700.
All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We got Kleppen biting at the bit over there. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I'm so excited. So I just wanted to jump the gun. 312-981-7200. I didn't know. That's why I was a little hesitant. I thought there was a rejoin. I kind of got a little premature there. 312-981-7200. But during the break, we were talking about my client in Aurora.
Yes.
The buying in Aurora. I talked about it a couple weeks back. He lives in a beautiful home in downtown Naperville. Okay, it's probably worth 1213. Beautiful home in Naperville. He's got a $300,000 mortgage in the twos. Okay, his wife's like, I want to move to Aurora. He calls me up. He's like, yeah, we're thinking of moving. I'm like, what are you, nuts? He's like, well, my wife wants a smaller house in Naperville, one level. I'm like, all right, you're getting ready to move. I'm like, you're moving then. He's like, I don't want to move. I'm like, your wife wants to move? He's like, yeah. I'm like, you're moving.
Smart.
Okay, so this is the guy who's just total all-in payments like $3,200, okay? This or $3,200 to $3,500. He's going to rent the place out for $6,000 to $7,000, okay?
A lot of money.
Buy But you could get it for that size home.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Okay. Wow. He's going to use the overage from paying his mortgage to help offset the higher mortgage payment that we got him in the sevens on his new home in Aurora. Yeah. There's another example of why we have an inventory shortage, because back in the day, this guy sells that home and somebody comes in and takes it.
Yes.
That house isn't there anymore. It's still there, but somebody's renting it. It's not being put back on the market. Sarah?
Now, Kari, who is renting a home for $6,500? What's that rental luxury rental market like right now?
Well, people will do that in downtown Naperville all day long. Yeah. They're executives, a variety of people. In some of our Vegas properties, they're renting for $20,000 a month.
Wow.
I mean, it's insane rent.
Yeah, sure. People have money, Sarah.
Yeah. Well, that's a foreign
just
concept.
Just because we don't have that money doesn't mean people. Yeah, there are people out there.
I was just wondering, what's your renter look like at that price point?
No,
it's fancy.
It's a white collar. It's a white collar family executive making $300,000 to $500,000 plus.
Yeah, it could be a temp relocation.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. A lot of people come from all over the globe, and possibly they don't want to buy, and they're going to be here for a term of 2 years. That's another example of who would rent that.
Athletes is another segment, right? I mean, if these guys are signing 2-3 year deals, they're not going to potentially buy. They're going to rent
Henry's
home and then move on.
And those listeners who don't know Naperville, downtown Naperville is phenomenal.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I mean, they've done an amazing job completely resurrecting that. People in Northbrook, you might want to take a trip out to Naperville to see how it's done.
Ooh, burn.
Or maybe go
to... You know that you're people from Northbrook, right?
I know. That's what I'm talking about. Or maybe drive to Highwood to see how we could revitalize the downtown.
Yeah, Highwood is fantastic.
I've been living there for 18 years. Our downtown sucks in Northbrook. Okay, I digress. But downtown Naperville, you got the train station, you've got the shops, you got the river, you've got golf courses, you've got great schools. It's phenomenal.
It really is. Hmm. Fabulous town.
All right, we got a caller for you. Molly, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. You have a question for Kari Kohler of the Kohler Group.
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
All right, so here's my situation. My parents are moving in back with me, so they just, have some health issues. And we're looking for a home probably in the western suburbs that would accommodate like a first floor master bedroom. Now we did get pre-approved up to 1.2, so I'm just kind of wondering how I should go about that.
Well, hi, Molly, and I'm so glad you called. Thank you so much. It sounds like you've got a very healthy budget, and I have the perfect property for you. It is in Sugar Grove. Address is 446 Courtney. It has a first floor primary bedroom. The primary bedroom is so cool because it has two primary bathrooms and two primary closets. So that could be for you. And then in this home also, there is a courtyard that connects an in-law suite that has a kitchen, a fireplace, a full bathroom that can be easily accessed. And it's just fantastic. The living room could be used as a bedroom if it needed to be for your parents. So it's a great in-law suite, and it is in Sugar Grove, just about 15 minutes from Naperville that we were just talking about.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, that sounds great.
And other good news on that property, Molly, is that we just reduced the price by $100,000. So now it's right at $1 million, right? Oh, sure. Well within your budget.
It's a steal, Molly.
It's a steal.
It's only $1 million.
All right. I'm gonna have to look into it and get in contact with you then, definitely.
All right, well, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. We'll get your information, and Kari will call you after the show. When did we stop calling it master bedrooms?
Well, we were talking about that before the show.
I'm going to Google it. And did you figure it out?
Interestingly enough, it still says master bedroom in the MLS.
Okay.
And we were talking, I have clients that tell me that they want me to call it master bedroom. It's just what they're used to. But we have turned it to primary. So when I'm speaking in public, it's always primary.
And when you're watching HGTV, that it's a really old show when they walk in, they haven't dubbed over the master, say primary. Yeah. You know, when they say master bedroom, you know it's at least 4 years
but
old.
But it happened. Yeah, it happened fast.
It happened overnight.
It did happen overnight.
All but it's still the same damn room.
It is the same damn room. And it's still the same. It's probably the biggest room.
It's the biggest room.
So yeah, you can call it the biggest room. I don't know why anybody would get offended, but
It is the biggest room. Okay. The one thing, though, I will say about, especially about the western suburbs, is we do not have very many first floor primary slash whatever you want to call
it,
bedrooms. We need it. We need it for society. People have, I mean, even younger people sometimes have a reason that they need one floor living, and we just don't have it.
Want it. I want all five of my children completely far away from me, and I want to be like, I'm thinking I'll take that one because I could have like a whole separate house away from my children.
Is the red light crush black velvet tiger room still called the red light crush black velvet tiger room?
Can we still get a room like that?
I don't think they have that categorized in the MLS right now. I feel like we should bring it back.
Yeah. I was asking for a friend.
Yeah. Call it the Hogberg Suite.
The 50 Shades of Gray room. That's also a great
room. I didn't say that.
Okay. I can say that. It's on the radio.
I wasn't even going in that direction.
Like you were, David.
No, well, you guys.
I was. I went in that direction.
You guys, I don't know what's in your coffee, but I'm just like, I like to see the leopard jump off the black velvet with the red light.
Nice.
Looks kind of cool.
I bet
if
it
you
does.
Give me a couple days, I'll find You'll it. You'll find it.
If not, we can make that room
for
you.
I'm sure you can.
Yes, we can.
There's a natural combination here. We got this.
Want speakers?
No problem. You want sound effects?
Sound effects too.
Awesome. I'll give you a button that you can push, right? Because you're so good at that.
Appreciate
easy button. Sure.
Car, if our listeners want to reach out, we'll talk more about the market and what our listeners are doing. We've got tons of questions later on the show. But if our listeners want to reach you, what's the best number?
The best number is 630-587-4700.
Are there still homes for sale?
Yes, there are.
Okay. I don't want to like freak everybody out that there's no homes. It's still a fluid market, just that the inventory that you used to have is probably one third to one quarter less than what you would typically have.
Yes, that's exactly right. So if you need a home, we can find it for you. There are homes on the market. They're beautiful homes on the market. It's not this race anymore to find a home. So it's a good time. It's a great time for sellers. It's a very good time for buyers. If they will just stomach that rate for the moment, wait for the market to change and grab a refi.
Buy the home, rent the rent. That's what we've been telling people. Our listeners want to reach out to you. How do they get a hold of you?
Our website is thekohlergroup.com, 630-587-4700.
All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, take some photo line. Igor Marak, Mr. Floor, is coming back to talk about spongy hardwood floors. Yes, you might have spongy hardwood floors, which means your hardwood floors move when you walk on them. They're like a little sponge.
Wow.
You like that?
Yeah, I guess.
It's like the Columbus Street Bridge.
You just woke up our listeners right there.
I just wanted to be...
Yeah, obvious.
Obvious, Mr. Obvious. It's like the Columbus Street Bridge where we do... Before the show, where we take a tape, you now experience that bridge movement.
Yeah. It was my first experience.
Yes.
And, you know, I just couldn't believe how much movement
there was.
It's, you know, and if you watch the video of us, you can actually see us kind of moving around. It's really odd.
It's your first time.
It's like we're dancing.
My very first time. Yeah.
Jeremy and I are
we're kind of pros.
We're kind of pros.
We were braced for it. I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah. We didn't tell you because we were hopefully, you know, we were trying to get you maybe do a backflip.
It would have been awesome.
Off the bridge?
Off the bridge. That would have been good.
Right.
To throw the ring out there to fish you out. That would have been great.
For sure.
312-981-7200 for video purposes only.
Only.
Yeah.
Don't try this at home.
We know you're an expert swimmer. And,
obviously.
And a retired cliff diver. So you would have been fine. 312-981-7200 because they taught you that in Skokie when you were going through school
Absolutely.
In Skokie. Niles West, right? Or Niles North? Niles North. Great diving program.
Fantastic.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Mr. Floor Igor Marak.
Commence operation vacuum suck.
If you're going to vacuum the floor, go ahead and do that, but use suction-only type vacs.
So you want to suck it out only?
Suction only.
Ironically, that was my high school band name, Suction Only.
Just gone from suck to blow.
There you go. It's kind of ironic you brought it up because I had flashbacks.
Can you give us a sample?
It certainly does suck.
It sucked. Yeah, it sucked, but you got a lot of fond memories, so let's not push it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line, 773. What are the two suburbs that we just talked about? Highwood has a great downtown area, which is north of Highland Park. They've done a phenomenal job. So is Highland Park. Highland Park's downtown is really nice as well. Support Highland Park. It's been a year since the shooting, and those businesses could use the support after what happened during the 4th of July last year. And the western suburbs we talked about, Naperville's got a great the Riverwalk and all of the bands and all of the restaurants and a bunch of other towns. Downers Grove, Lombard's got a great downtown, all those areas.
I can't help but say St. Charles is unbelievable. They have done such a phenomenal job, and they're in the middle of a whole community center that they're putting right on First Street, which is right in front of our office. It's going to be amazing. The restaurants, everything is just so cool. There are rumors, and it's not confirmed, that Whole Foods is going in there also.
Here, I'll make it simple. Yeah. Everybody's downtown's great except Northbrook. Northbrook suck. Okay, so I should get on the...
I should get on the planning.
Is it good?
Even Algonquin is really looking nice. Six restaurants now.
It's nice.
Sorry.
Algonquin's trumping.
Algonquin.
Downtown Chicago's not bad.
Please stop.
Great place. 312. Yeah.
They had a head start. Yeah. Okay. They've been at it for a while.
In the day with bulletproof vests, if you're walking down Michigan Avenue now. You see all the cops up and down Michigan Avenue?
I am so proud of Chicago.
I love this.
Chicago's nice.
Chicago's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. 312. It's got a lot of work. It needs a lot of work. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Mr. Floor, what is going on with squeaky floors? With spongy squeaky floors?
David, you know, you sort of mentioned it at the beginning of the show where, you know, we're now entering the hot and humid weather and the floors are now expanding. So everybody that was complaining about gaps in their floors over the winter that develop because relative humidity comes down, the heat is pumping into the home, everything dries out, the floors actually start to physically get smaller, they shrink and gaps develop. So in the summertime, the exact opposite effect goes on where everything starts to expand. Now, we have certain clients, David, that absolutely refuse to run their air conditioning because they don't mind it to be 85, 90 degrees.
Are they from Honduras?
I mean, wherever they may be from, they just, you know, they like it. Yeah, they don't want to do it. The problem is, you know, we can only do so much on the flooring side of things to prevent that floor from continuing to expand. And we've used this term before on the program, hygroscopic, right? What does that mean? So a floor is hygroscopic. It means even though it's not a living tree anymore, on a cellular level, that floor will still expand and contract. It'll still absorb moisture and it'll release moisture. So when a homeowner refuses to run their air conditioning and dehumidify their home, what happens is that floor continues to get bigger, continues to swell as it looks for equilibrium as it's pulling that moisture out of the air and continues to expand. When we install a wood floor, David, we always leave an expansion joint, right? It's basically a gap, for lack of a better description, along the perimeter of walls, cabinets. You know, we're not coming into contact with any structure when we install that floor. And the thought process there is that we're allowing the floor room to expand. Well, when you don't run your air conditioning and you don't dehumidify correctly, that floor will actually exceed the allowed expansion gap and actually come into contact with the walls and start to push up on those walls. Once it does that, it actually comes back to the center in the form of a physical lifting of the floor in some cases, where when you walk on it, it almost feels like you're on a trampoline.
Can you fix it, or is it a permanent damage?
So the way to fix it is to change the environment. You have to start dehumidifying. So for clients that are listening out there, if you like to keep your windows open, and you know, it's perfectly fine if you want it to be 85, 90, 95 degrees in your home, it's not so much the temperature, it's the humidity. You then have to run a dehumidifier in order to bring that humidity down under 50%.
Wow.
So 50% or higher, you should expect, basically expansion of that floor. And once that floor expands beyond the expansion gap that is left around the perimeter, then that floor will begin to come into contact with the walls, and then it'll begin to physically lift in certain areas. And that's what some of our clients are experiencing, especially with floors that are installed in a floating manner. So a floating floor is a floor that is connected tongue and groove between individual boards, but then the whole unit lays down as a single piece once all of those boards are connected. Those floors are even more susceptible to that sort of trampolining effect, that vertical deflection, if you don't maintain that proper humidity in your home.
Quick question before the break.
Now, as a homeowner, is this something you could come in and assess for me?
Yeah, absolutely. So we get a lot of calls here where clients are saying, you know, there's something wrong with the floor. I'm not sure what it is.
Right.
And in many cases, it's environmental.
Wow.
Here's how I feel about it. Mr. Air and Mr. Conditioner got together and created the air conditioner. Okay. And it's a beautiful thing. Okay. So we're not living in 1920s where you got the horse cart dropping off gigantic slabs
of ice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
that's awesome.
So when Mr. Air and Mr. Conditioner got together and say, hey, got an idea, right? We're going to take this hot air like it is in Cuba, all right, or in Florida or Honduras.
We're going to condition it.
Or in San Salvador, where it's 100 degrees in the shade. We're going to make it comfortable inside.
Sure.
Because, I mean, let's take advantage of it.
You know, David, it seems like a simple thing, and we do everything we can on our end to educate our clients, right? We've talked again about this on the show. We acclimate our wood,
yes,
right? So we have basically almost like a humidor where you keep a cigar to keep the floor conditioned properly. It's installed correctly. It's conditioned properly. But if you don't maintain that relative humidity and temperature after we leave, there's nothing we can do.
Talk about more about that after the break. Yeah. We have an 847 chiming in. Downtown Glenview sucks too. 312-981-7200. See, now people are expressing their feelings about their towns. That's what we're here. 312-981-7200. Downtown Chicago is beautiful.
Absolutely.
It's just we have got some challenges with the crime.
We're working
on other things. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM.
Now, here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. Talking about Bridget. Did anything happen Northwestern this week, Bridget?
No,
nothing at all.
She pleads the fifth.
She doesn't know anything.
She knows everything.
I don't work at the paper. I know nothing. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Bridget is our intern, our social media intern from Northwestern. Robert from Aurora, you have a question for Igor Marak, Mr. Floor.
Yeah, hopefully it's just about humidity in the basement. Just to give you an idea what the environment's like, it's a typical two-story home, about 30 years old. We do run the air conditioner. We have that set at about 77, so it should be pulling some basic humidity out. Mm-hmm. We put a dehumidifier in the basement, and the thing, we're emptying the bucket like twice a day.
Yeah.
Now, there's no seepage, there's no water. It seems excessive. So I was wondering if that's typical or if I need to do something different or what your opinion is.
Igor?
Yeah, very, very typical. This time of the year, we actually have some clients that have their dehumidifiers actually basically plumbed into their plumbing.
Yeah.
You know, there's a hose coming off of it because
direct drain.
Direct drain, yeah, because there's so much humidity that's being pulled.
Yeah, Robert, so, have you looked at a system where you could do that? Where you could just, like, put your hose line into a floor drain or into a sump or something like that so you don't have to empty the bucket twice a day?
Yeah, we consider just, you know, most of those units have a hose spigot connection and then you can just run it to the floor drain.
But
I kind of, at first, I wanted to keep track of how much water it's pulling out, and it's just mind-boggling how much water
it's crazy.
Out of
that's what I was just going to say. I mean, the fact that you're able to pull that much moisture out of the air is kind of, you know, it's not a surprise to me. I mean, we know that, and again, the fact that you're doing it is actually really healthy for your home, because otherwise everything in your home would be absorbing that excess moisture, from cabinetry to flooring to furniture. Everything would be swelling under that excessive moisture. So, and this is why we're sort of preaching the fact that, you know, it's really recommended to run those dehues.
Robert, quick question. Do you have a open crawl space by chance in your basement?
No.
Okay.
We built a home about 30 years ago, and we had would have been the crawl. We had that completely dug out so we can put all the furnace and stuff back there. So there's no crawl.
Okay, so you're not getting any excess moisture coming in from, like, around your rim joists or any, because I've seen customers where they put insulation around the perimeter. That sometimes help. I mean, basements are just naturally more moist to begin with.
Right, and depending on you know where you are in the floodplain, I mean, you could just be in a lower part of the area, the neighborhood, whatever the case might be. So it is definitely right. If you're able to pull 2-3 buckets a day, I would say that you should continue to do that, and maybe think about plumbing that just so that it's just permanently. You don't have to worry about emptying it. Right.
Yeah.
It's very healthy to pull that much moisture out.
Yep.
The magic formula really is you have to be under 50% relative humidity in your home. So For $20, you can buy a thermal hygrometer. You can buy them online. They're very, you know, inexpensive, and it'll tell you exactly what your relative humidity is. And you can maybe buy a couple, put one in the basement, put one upstairs. And if you're hitting above 50%, that's where you can expect, you know, that all of that moisture to be absorbed by the home and by everything in the home. So try to keep it between 30 and 50. That's really the magic sort of sweet spot for it.
How's that, Robert?
So what do you do? Yeah, that's perfect. I'll let you guys go. I know you.
No, go ahead. We got.
Thank you very much.
No, we got time. For another one. Go quick.
I just wondering if I do have one of those whatever they're called humidity meters, and it struggles to be under 50. It's usually right at 50 or a little above.
Yeah.
What do you do in that case? I got to put another one down there.
So yeah. Yeah, I mean, 77.
I have the furnace fan going 100% because we have the furnace changed out, and he said run the fan 100% of the time, so you'll mix the air real nice.
I mean, you could turn your AC down, right? Because your AC does act as a natural dehumidifier. So 77 is a little high, so you could do that if you don't want to get a second.
Okay.
But if
you can
not,
move.
Yeah, Dave's solution will always be sell your house and move. Kari would agree right now.
Yes,
it's a great
time.
Kari's
nodding in approval for that.
So, Robert, you have two experts right here that are telling you to sell your house.
Or you could just run your dehumidifier. You may need a bigger dehumidifier, something with a little bit larger capacity, or a second one.
Yep, unfortunately.
Okay.
But just think, if you didn't do that, Robert.
We bought a fixer-upper and... Sorry?
If you didn't do that, how terrible it would be. So nice job on at least running the dehumidifier, because a lot of times we show up to customers' house and they don't even have that. So way to go.
Nice job, Robert.
Yep. Yeah, way to go.
Hey, Robert, real quick question for you. How is downtown Aurora? Are you happy with downtown Aurora, or does it need work?
We're out in the 203 area by Waubonsie High School there.
Okay.
If you know where that is. So
no idea.
I don't get downtown very much, but they seem to be doing a super nice job revitalizing that area. And went down to the fireworks show a couple of years ago, and that whole Riverwalk is beautiful. So
yeah, we've started an informal survey of downtown.
I want to know,
which is why we're asking you.
And ironically, Robert, when I graduated high school, our softball team was called More Moist. That's what our name of our
That
just thought I'd throw it out there.
So much
it brought back memories.
Knowing you,
More
Moist.
I won't ask if that's code for anything.
No, 12 guys playing 16-inch softball. Yeah. There's no code.
You need a dehumidifier.
Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. We had a lot of fun. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for more contact information. Frank from Joliet will come back with your quick question, then we'll throw it over to Sarah. Andreas from Robert Andreas and Son after these messages. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, takes some photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
If you missed this,
Sarah Andreas.
This is what you missed.
In my opinion, builder-grade cement, they come and fly through a neighborhood, do 20 homes at once. It's not the best quality.
And they go with 4-bag or 5-bag instead of 6-bag, and that's what I see.
Yeah.
4-bag, 5-bag, 6-bag, Joe.
We're going to rip these walls out, then, of course, rewire it.
Yeah, you're going to make it all 220?
Yeah, 220, 221, whatever it takes.
And what is the bag?
It's the bags of Portland cement in the concrete mix. Cement is an additive in the concrete. That helps determine the PSI.
There you go, Don.
There you go, David. You were saying it, and you didn't even know what it meant.
Yeah, I know. PSI. Come on. Cement goes into concrete. Duh.
I'm really sorry I spoke to you the way I did, and I still think you're the best cement man in the business.
Really?
No, but I got to get this driveway done, and no one else is available.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 before we turn it over to Sarah and the 40 different texts that you received here. Real quick question from Frank, was hanging on a long time from Joliet. Frank, you got a quick question for Igor Marak, Mr. Floor.
Yeah, Mr. Floor, good to talk to you. I put in some of that luxury plank flooring that clicks together.
Yeah.
And I'm going around and around with a pad that sprays soap out and wipe it down, you know, scrub it, and you don't feel like it's clean. And then I bought the double bucket clean water, dirty water spin mop, and I'm not sure if I'm doing it right.
You're not. Frank, I'm here to tell you, in all due respect, because I know people in Joliet, you got a little angry side to you. So I just want to let you down slowly. Mr. Floor is going to send you some vinyl floor cleaning product. How about we send him a mop? Okay, because he's already got like three.
I'll do you one better. We're going to send you our deep cleaning kit.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, which will be a mop, a cleaning product, some felt pads, you know, just a nice little compilation.
And you'll
of
never have to deal with water again.
Right. The problem you're having, Frank, is that you're doing is just smearing and moving dirt and dust around. Okay. What you're not doing is you're not lifting that off the surface. So what our products do and the technology we have developed, it allows basically us to lift debris and dirt off the floor when you're cleaning. So you're not going to smear it. You're not going to push it to the to the edges. You're literally going to be able to transfer it from the floor onto the mop pad or onto the rag or whatever you want to use. Even a paper
mop
towel
pad.
Is fine.
Yeah.
Mop pad.
But a mop pad works best. Microfiber specifically.
Right. Yeah.
And then you actually wash remove it. Which is the coolest.
Yeah.
But
Frank, our Mr. Floor vinyl and laminate cleaner, it will do a fantastic job for you.
Frank, we're going to set you up down there in Joliet, okay, Frank?
I appreciate it. Okay. I have another quick little question. I have a hardwood floor that's been in the house and it's never been sealed. The previous owner, they used to use wax and a buffer. And this has been years, so I don't think there's
any. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to send you, like, you're going to talk about your cabinets and your countertops, too? For the love of God, here, Frank. Here. No, you're done. Here, we're going to send you the vinyl floor and a hardwood floor sample.
Absolutely.
And then you we're going to take your number down. Patrick, flag Frank here. We're going to call him in about 3 weeks, and then he's going to give us an update on how great his floors are, okay? All right, Frank?
Oh, appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Frank. Hang on, brother. Hang on. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line.
The paper. The paper cracks.
He was going to start talking about his cabinets and his countertops.
He's got questions.
And I got a bathroom tile situation, too. Can you handle this? We're giving him the mop and the two things.
I know.
708, Sarah. My name is Larry from Cicero. If you were going to put new concrete on your driveway, new concrete.
New.
Can you put gravel and then old cyclone fence before you put new concrete? And when you put expansion lines in, how far apart should they be? Thank you. What the hell is this guy talking about?
Yeah. Well,
who's putting cyclone fence?
I think that Larry is referring to wire mesh, which is a less than effective product for a concrete driveway. We use steel rebar placed 2 foot on center. And as per your expansion joints, your control joints, those will be every 7 to 10 feet in the concrete. And that's going to give the concrete a nice place to crack. Like I always say, all concrete cracks, so we want to give it a purposeful place to crack.
All right.
Yeah, it's guaranteed to crack.
Absolutely.
You only guarantee with concrete.
I don't know what Larry does for a living, but stay away from replacing your concrete driveway.
Well, that's why he's texting in.
He's curious. Yeah,
absolutely. He wants to know. Like, wouldn't you?
You don't put cyclone fence down there.
It kind of looks like that, though, right? Like, if you didn't know.
All right, Larry. All right, I'll give you a break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Swimming pool concrete questions. Ooh. Do you guys do that?
We have done, like, the bullnosing around a in-ground concrete pool. We have done that. It just depends on your particular pool and your situation.
That was another name on my side. I play a lot of softball.
The
bullnose. Yeah, the bullnosers. We were good.
I can tell because of how athletic
I played softball 6 days a week, so I had a lot of names on my teams, and I played in a lot of bands.
Well, I was going to say, what about the garage band you had?
If somebody texts in the name that resembles the band, I'll say it. Yeah. But bullnosing was definitely one of them. Swimming pool concrete question. If you have concrete slabs surrounding your in-ground swimming pool and they have cracks, how would you repair it, resurface the area, or replace the slab? So concrete around an in-ground swimming pool, what do you do?
Sure. We can cut back, 6 to 8 inches from the lip, the bullnosing of your pool, and just replace those as like a traditional concrete sidewalk or patio. That's really no big deal. Another option is if you have hairline cracks, we could grind and caulk them and make them water impermeable. But you have a couple different options just depending on how bad it is. I'd love to see a photo. You could email one to us at andreasconstruction.com.
And I'd like Larry to send in a picture of the cyclone fence that he's got cut up.
Giving him a hard time.
I
mean, we want to support
I am supporting him. I want to see the cyclone.
And to be fair, I drive around all day doing consultations for customers, and I have seen driveways that are ready to pour that have zero reinforcement in it. So that's what I'm
zero.
Up against. Zero. Nothing.
Wow.
708 from Stickney. Hi, Sarah. My question is for Sarah. Recently saw your company doing sidewalks in Stickney. Are you pouring sidewalks in Stickney?
Yes.
All right. The stairs in my house are pulled away from the house.
Mm-hmm.
Can You Fix It? Thanks, Jeff. I'm assuming Jeff lives in Stickney.
Yeah. So we are involved with many municipalities doing their 50-50 sidewalk programs, which is great for homeowners to know that if you reach out to your municipality, they could possibly have a 50-50 cost split for your public sidewalks. But as for the concrete steps pulling away from the house, that's traditionally going to be a foundation issue. The foundation of your stairs could be eroding. It could be shifting. You could have a non-existent foundation, so you are going to be looking at a full removal, replacement, and possibly a new foundation.
630 Riverside.
Oh,
okay. Saw your trucks in the area. They own a home in Riverside.
Okay.
Would love a driveway to replace my asphalt driveway. We love a concrete driveway, not the asphalt driveway that we have.
Yeah.
Can you tell me if I should use rebar or mesh? Also, do you get my permit? Or does the homeowner get the permit? I'm just paraphrasing here.
Sure, yeah.
So they've got an asphalt driveway in Riverside. Mm-hmm. They saw your trucks around Riverside. How do they go about getting a free estimate? This is Kathy from Riverside. How do they go about getting a estimate? And can you tell me if Kathy should use rebar or mesh? That was part of her text.
Sure. So, Kathy, I'm more than happy to come out and provide a free consultation to you. We are very proud to do permit applications in-house at Andreas & Sons. Nettie from our office is really experienced in that. And a lot of our people that we're competing against won't get your permit. And the whole thing about getting your permit with your concrete contractor is that ensures that your contractor is licensed with your municipality, bonded, and insured. Those are very important things for a homeowner.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. A phone number for listeners who want to reach out to you and your team.
Yeah, you can give us a call at 708-863-5735, or you could find us on the web, andreasconstruction.com.
This is a great question that I'm going to tease.
Okay.
630. I live in a family home built in Geneva in 1844. We have an unfinished basement that I'd like to make livable, but my ancestors decided it was a good idea to put mortar up against the limestone foundation, and now it's falling apart, creating a horrible, dusty environment. Ooh. Do you guys think it's possible to make the space livable? I guess that's a question for both of yous. Okay, after the break. Jeremy, because we're on the radio. So one for you, Sarah, and one for you, Jeremy. That's a great question, 630-312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. And on this one, Mr. Floor, you had me laughing. Do you really have a product to clean grease residue from kitchen cabinets? Answer is?
Answer is absolutely we do.
And you go to Mr. Floor?
MrFloor.com. You can purchase our cabinetry or wood cabinetry cleaner. Use the promo code WGN for a nice little discount on your first order, and you're going to absolutely love it.
There you go. I'm making them laugh and cleaning grease off at the same time. We're a full-service radio show here.
You are, for sure.
No, there's no, listen, there's a lot of highly talented radio professionals here.
Yes, there's no
there
I and we.
Yes,
hey,
there
Jeremy?
Are.
And you let me loose in this place on Saturdays, and we're just crushing it.
Oh, yeah.
We got the number one rated show on Saturdays between 10 and 1. Did you know that?
I know now.
312-981.
It's really like 10:08.
Between 10:08 and 12:56.
Right.
The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Coming back after these messages.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Out in Palatine. Jack, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. Your police chief is awesome in Palatine, by the way. Just thought I'd throw that out there. He's a good guy.
You're talking about Dave Daigle?
I know Mr. Daigle. I did his loan. He's a good man.
Oh, he's a great police chief. We feel we're blessed to have him here in Palatine.
You are. You are. He's a good man, and he runs a great police force out there. You got a question for Sarah?
Absolutely. Yes, I do. I have a concrete driveway that was put in a couple of years ago, and it got a crack in it. Like you say, all concrete cracks. But it has these slits in it, you know, like every 10 feet or so, you know, I don't know what you call those. They're about an inch deep and they're about a half inch wide.
Okay.
And when they made it, when they poured the concrete, they put some things in there, like a material in there. Well, in the last 2 years, as I clean my driveway and power wash it, et cetera, that stuff has come out and those are just empty. Do I need to replace those, or do I just leave them alone?
What are they? What is he talking about?
I think, like, little openings in the cracks that are wider than just
No, they're not in the cracks. Somebody told me that they're in there so that if the concrete does crack, it usually will crack in those.
Yeah, things. So it's like the little styrofoam inside your expansion joints.
Sure, right, yeah. Right.
But they had put a material in there, and it's gone now, washed away, yeah. And they're just empty.
Right.
And I do get stuff growing out of there, so I have to clean them out periodically. But do I need to replace something in there, or do I just leave them empty?
You can replace that with a self-leveling caulk to seal it, but I think what you're referring to is the petroleum fiber expansion board. And that will erode over time. I'm a little surprised to hear it's eroded. You said in like 2 years you got your driveway done? That's pretty quick. They could have been using half sheets or smaller than a quarter inch, but you can also buy the petroleum expansion board and cut it really finely if you're a handyman. And
Where did you get them?
At Menards, any kind of
big box store.
All right,
like I said, petroleum fiber expansion board. And you could cut it very thin and use a caulk and kind of bind it and put it on there. But I would call whoever did your concrete driveway because that just doesn't seem right. Typically, we see it takes maybe like 10 to 15 years for that petroleum expansion to erode. So I would put a call into your concrete contractor just to inquire why that eroded so quickly.
I'll give him a call then because, like I said, it comes out. Well, it's my fault because I keep my driveway immaculate.
Oh, so you're a power washer.
Another one bit of it, something I think you'd be interested in. After they poured the concrete, like a dummy, I had them seal it. Mm-hmm. And they should have waited a year, I guess, before they sealed it. But when I sealed it with a sealer that had a color in it.
Oh.
And the driveway looked beautiful. And people were going by saying, oh, my God, what a beautiful driveway you have. Well,
do they still say that, Jack?
Oh, God. No, they don't. Yeah. Now they don't. Well, they do, but I look at it. My wife doesn't. She's Italian, and she wants me to rip the whole thing out and spend $10,000 for a new driveway. Sure. But anyway, that color, it's all like patchy, et cetera.
Yeah.
Now, here's what they told me. When they put that sealer down, when I called the company that put it down, they said, The woman has supplied the coloring that went in the sealer.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you don't add coloring to the sealer. You buy the coloring and you put it in the truck where they're mixing the concrete.
Yes.
You don't put it in the sealer.
So the only... time that we use, I call it a tinted sealer would be in an exposed aggregate application, and there's like a light brown. I'm not too knowledgeable about a normal concrete sealer that would be tinted. I would assume that the problem you're having where it's patchy and spotty, but why don't you call me directly, and I'd like to come look at your driveway, and I hope that I could find you a product that could strip off that colored sealer, and we can apply a decorative high gloss sealer to repair it.
Oh,
so,
I'd love to do that, yeah. Where are you located?
I'm in Cicero, but I come to Palatine all the time. I have no problem coming out there and giving you a free consultation, and we could figure out a cost-effective solution.
Jack, you could always sell your house.
Aww.
Jack, don't sell your house.
No, I've been
here
55 years.
No, I just want to give another option.
Okay. Yeah.
Hang on for your Mr. Floyd.
We're going to be here forever.
Hang on, buddy. And take it easy on the Italian women, Jack.
Sure.
You know, I don't need all you Italian women with that little comment. You know, call Jack and Palatine at 630. Oh, I'm only kidding, Jack. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Clean.
Listen, I've been married 55 years to a Sicilian woman. I've learned to do as I'm told.
How many of those have been happily, Jack?
59. Aww. 59 years.
Is she listening, Jack? Yeah. You can be honest. She's not listening.
Put her on, Jack. Put her on. Let's see what she's got.
What's her number, Jack? I'll call her to get her answer.
Get her
opinion. Jack just called. He said he'd been married 55 years. He's been happy for three of those. How many of you have been happy married to Jack? It's called counseling.
If I'd have whacked her 40 years ago, I'd be on parole by now.
Jack, some things are better left unsaid.
We do not condone violence on this
Police show. Chief Daigle in Palatine's not listening either, Jack. Hang on, buddy, for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, you sick bastard. 312-981-7200. Mike sent in an email. 31-year-old cement driveway, can it be resurfaced showing it's aged?
Well, in the Chicagoland climate, any resurfacing work has probably a 1 to maybe 3 or 4 years lifespan. So you're more than welcome. I traditionally try not to provide that service because it erodes so quickly.
Yeah. So I sell a product that doesn't work.
I hate that. But if you're interested in a full removal and replacement, what I would say is give it a couple more years, let it really crumble, and then let's just replace it. Don't spend money on resurfacing.
All right, let's get back to that house in Geneva. 1844 home built in Geneva.
Mm-hmm.
Unfinished basement, like to make livable, but my ancestors decided it was a good idea to put mortar up against the limestone foundation. Now it's falling apart, creating a horrible, dusty environment. Well, first of all, let's not fire on your ancestors from 1844,
probably
right?
Not.
It's not like they've got a Home Depot, Menards, or a Lowe's down the street that they could take the buggy down there with the Clydesdales to go get some building supplies.
I love the
Is the house still standing, though?
Obviously.
Okay, yeah. Then they must have done something right.
Do you guys think it's possible to make this space livable? So you got a home built in Geneva in 1844, which I would love to see.
Yeah.
That's got to be pretty
damn cool.
Awesome. Yeah. So, okay, so they've got corroding mortar, limestone in the basement. I mean, that's more for you.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, I have an idea.
Okay.
Me and my dad were talking during the break. First, step one, structural engineer. Like, step one, right out of the gate.
We don't
right
even know that foundation could be, like, just rock.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but, and then to make it a livable space, you know, maybe Kari could tell me, I don't know what's the height
ceiling
you need basements to be, 7 or 9 feet.
Depends on the city.
I guess depends on the code of the city.
Yep.
But we can drop the floor and create like a knee wall that sits underneath that block limestone foundation.
Yep. A wall in front of the wall.
Exactly. And then encapsulate the limestone and the mortar and just put like a 6-inch concrete wall all the way up. So now we're just having concrete full walls, dust away, problem solved.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's for sure. An assessment with a structural engineer is a must.
Would you have to dig down?
It sounds like it.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like it, yes.
What is a basement in an 1844 circa house in Geneva, finished basement, get you? As opposed to...
For ROI?
Yeah, for a return.
Well, it depends on how it looks when it's finished, how high the ceilings really are. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to
be... It can't look like we hacked it in.
What would you recommend the ceiling to be? 8 feet? 12 feet?
Well, if you're building a home, 8 or 9
feet. At least
8.
Okay.
At least
right.
8.
I mean, 9 foot if you're going in the $1 million mark for sure, or even over $500,000, I think.
Yeah,
I really
pretty standard
do.
Is finish 9.
Yes.
For a basement.
Okay. Finish 9. Yeah. Everyone loves a finished basement.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
huge.
Bottom line is it will add value. It just depends on what they put down there.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Yes.
And a big market for us right now is basement floors. We work on basement floors all the time. We have the ability to move all of our materials in and out through windows. We're kind of like little ninjas. We could get in there, get out, keep everything clean.
Hey, little ninja.
Little ninja.
Will you dig that basement out?
Because
that's been happening to us in Chicago a lot because of your new ceiling code heights.
Yeah. Really?
Because, well, yeah.
You gotta go
as
down.
You imagine,
mm-hmm.
yeah, ceilings in Chicago are a lot lower.
Sure.
So then you can actually cut in, trench 2 feet. 2.5 feet down, and then do you pump that in your concrete, or how are you doing
use,
that?
We will use a conveyor belt traditionally. Depends on the area, sometimes by bucket, by hand.
Yeah, bucket brigade.
It's not a inexpensive project, but if you're looking to add square footage to your home that's livable, possibly for, you know, the multi-generational kind of vibe, you know, your son or your grandparents, it's a great way to do it. And everybody who does it, who we work with, they're happy when it's done.
Sure.
Ironically, none of my softball teams or my bands were called the Little Ninjas. I know everybody's wondering. Ironically,
I mean, heard that name like everywhere else?
We've played against
them. You're the Little Ninja.
We've played against them.
Yes.
They were horrible.
Okay.
And the band, the Little Ninjas, I went to see after we played the Little Ninjas, they sucked too. It was a complete Little Ninja blowout.
Wow.
Yeah. 312-981. I just wanted to put that out there for our listeners. Going, I wonder if Dave ever played on a team called the Little Ninja.
I just thought maybe you had a nickname
and now
of
we
some
know.
Kind.
Not
it's
yet.
Called the Little Ninja.
No, nothing little. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Thank you for that text message from Geneva with the 1844 home. I would love to see text pictures of the house in the basement. That would be kind of cool.
That would be awesome.
Send that in on the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We'll take a quick break, then we're going to do news at the top of the hour. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
And we're going to send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product as well, okay?
Oh, wow. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's the first time somebody's been excited something about it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
It's been a while. That's good. I'm glad Ruth is excited. Like, she's all pumped up.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Matt from Wokena, thanks for calling back. You had called earlier in the show, but we moved on from Kari and told you we'd pick you up at this time. So thanks for calling back, Matt. You got a question for Kari.
Yes. I have a three-bedroom, two-bath home that I rent in Frankfurt Square. And I was wondering, would it be better? I'm about 3 for $5 on positive renters. I was wondering, should I keep renting it and take on a management company, or should I sell it?
Mokena market.
So it sounds like you prefer not to manage it yourself, and that's why you're considering a management company?
Yes, but also one of the factors is that if I were to be put in an egress window by PermaSeal, I can probably make it into a 5 to 6 bedroom house for sale.
Okay.
Because you got an exit.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I would say, you know, we'd want to know what your real estate goals are. If you're trying to build wealth, I would say hold on to that home and continue to rent it out. And if you don't want to manage it, then absolutely hire a management company. I have all kinds of investment properties. I manage them myself because I find it really easy. If the water heater breaks, I just call the plumber to go over there and fix it. And so I try to save that money that I would normally pay to a management company. Just depends on how busy you are, whether or not you want to manage it yourself.
Maybe you want to buy Matt's house in Mokena.
Yes.
There you go.
I mean, Matt, I was going to ask you, what seem to be the hurdles that you don't want to manage that you would need a management company for?
Well, I think the struggling thing is vetting the renters. Okay. That's been a big struggle.
So realtors do specialize. My experience is realtors can specialize in finding the renters for you. So you don't have to do that heartache and hurdle.
That is correct. We do a full screening process for you of background, credit, verification of income, dig into speaking with the last landlords, really get a history on that client for you before you accept anything. So we can do that for you. We've done it for hundreds of landlords.
Excellent. I appreciate it. You'll get a call.
Okay, great. Have a great day.
All right, Matt. Thanks, buddy. Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Here we go. Real quick. Cost-effective way to repair patio stairs before the break. You got a minute. Joanne, how are you?
I'm good.
What question do you got for Sarah?
My dad's got a home that's about a little over 80 years old. And when they installed their patio years ago, and he moved in probably 70 years ago, they did a really, really, really professional, great job because, you know, we knew somebody that could do that. But on the other hand is that now after all these years, the downstairs, going down on the outside of the house, going downstairs to the basement door, and it's just like, you know, four little stairs or whatever it is, four or five stairs, it has crumbling on one side.
It sounded like her speaker went out.
That's okay. So we see that all the time. Basement steps, 50, 60, 70 years old. Your concrete has done its job at that age. So you're looking at a full removal and replacement. That is a good way to keep water away from that basement door. If you have crumbling concrete, it could be a problem area.
Is it an easy fix?
No.
Anything's easy.
And it's not cost effective.
No.
So so if we resurfaced it, you're only going to get a year or two out of it.
Absolutely
so that's
not.
Just trash. If you switched it to wood, I know as a concrete person, you don't want to talk about wood, but like, would that be cheaper?
I have literally never seen basement steps below grade that are wood.
Yeah.
That's not the vibe here.
You still need my walls.
Yeah. So you'd have to replace it.
Yeah, full removal replacement. Your concrete is 70 years old. It's done its job. Let's bring in some new life.
Costs like $7,000 to $12,000?
Depends.
Okay.
Depends.
It's a good lawyer.
Yeah, I know. Good lawyer.
Four to five.
Yeah.
Well, it depends. We'll you'd have to check it out. All right. Sure. If our listeners want more information, how they reach Sarah?
708-863-5735 or andreasconstruction.com.
Other landlords that want to sell their homes, that want to dump their homes, that want to reach you, Kari, how do they reach you?
630-587-4700.
And Igor, if our listeners want more information about your products before we hit the noon hour break, what's the best number?
Bus number is 847-674-7500 or MrFloor.com. Don't forget the promo code WGN to try our cleaning products.
And, of course, MicroPro's Jeremy.
847-658-8989.
So sexy. And, of course, here's my number.
It's raining men.
I get that. It's such a great song. Top five. Probably top three.
It's so awesome. I'm surprised it's not your favorite.
It is mine. Okay. I'm just saying, worldwide, it's top three.
Top three for all people?
It was right up there with the Bee Gees and the Beatles. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MicroPro's call. Takes the photo line. This is Home to Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. When we come back, we'll be enjoying food from the Angry Octopus in what town? In Chicago, after these messages, throw it over the news.
Now, here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's a MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. We have Todd Colonna, in from the Angry Octopus. How'd I do?
You did fantastic.
All right, now we told Todd,
yeah.
We told Todd that, you know, there's only about, like, 1 or 2 million, 3 million people listening, and he turned white, and we had to call the paramedics. So we got the paramedics coming up. Todd, you're fine. So Angry Octopus, where are you located?
We're 2100 North Clark, which is Dickens and Clark, right outside the Lincoln Park Zoo.
Food is delicious.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
How long you been there?
We've been there 4 years, but only 2 years as the Angry Octopus.
And what's with the name?
My oldest son picked out the name Angry Octopus. And he passed away 4 years ago today.
Okay.
And we took that name
today.
Today. Yeah. So it's a pretty big day for the family.
Okay.
And we took that name, we rebranded it, and we fought through COVID, and we're making it through COVID, and we just love the name, and we're getting such a strong response. Just the name alone, people are stopping in, buying shirts, stickers, and taking pictures every day at a sign out front.
I'm a double extra large because of wide shoulders. Just want to, I'd look great.
You got one coming. Don't worry about it.
So the food's delicious.
Yes.
Who's the cook?
The cook is my son, Frank. He's there 7 days a week. From morning, sun up to sundown.
And who's this lady in here bugging us with pictures? I mean, who's this?
This is my daughter, my youngest.
Okay.
My youngest, she's going to school at Southern. She's in her senior year. She's been helping us out, though, on her spring break.
What's her name?
Her name is Bella.
Bella, get over here. I'm only kidding. Bella's like was running. Bella, I'm busting chops here.
Yeah,
you're
come
from
on,
Chicago. For the love of God, get in here. You can't take a little shot every once in a while, Bella. Loosen up. So it's you, your son, and any other family members part of the organization?
And my wife.
Your wife.
Flora. Yeah. My wife and I, we both work full-time. I work full-time for Robert and Drace and Sons.
Okay.
I'm their foreman there, and then I work the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I'm down there every day, all day, sun up to sundown.
How late are you open? Because you would seem like a great place to go after the bars.
Yeah, we're not open that late because we don't sell alcohol there.
Okay.
But we're open Saturday and Sunday. We're open 8 to 8, and then during the week, we're open 10 to 8.
So a little pre-game, a little base before you go to the bars.
And if people are walking in at 8 o'clock, it's a family-owned and operated place. We shut the lights off when the last person leaves.
Is it a sit-down type of joint, or is it just a takeout, you grab it and go?
It's a takeout, but we got seating for about 22 people inside, and then we have another 4 tables outside when the weather permits.
All right. Where's Bella going to school?
Southern.
Southern Illinois?
Yeah, she's...
Bella's not like looking like
no,
she's...
No, you don't want to say that.
Yeah, Bella's giving
that
me the attitude.
Said it all right there.
Yeah.
Come on, Bella, say something.
How old are you, Bella?
I'm 21 years old.
I get that look from my 21-year-old, like, oh, Dad, yeah, shut up, Dad. She didn't even say it, just with the eyes.
All the time.
I get, look, there it is. It's right there. It's the look. You know what I'm talking about, Cara. You've got the 20-year-old stare and glare at you. I mean, it's like reading Braille to me here. You don't have to say a word. I know you're telling me to go do things to myself. I respect that. I respect that. That's fine. But your shop's amazing. Okay, the food's delicious.
Fantastic.
We've got a crew here that you fed everybody here, so everybody at GN appreciates what you're doing. What's the key to your success?
I think just being in this day and age, just being family owned and operated, and you know, people come in because we're friendly, we're nice. We always make it. We'll open up a table for someone. If I got to set up a table,
I'll say what it is. It's his son, Frankie.
That's it,
Frankie. This is Byron Andreas from Robert Andreas and Sons. Todd is my foreman, runs my whole outside crew Monday through Friday, and what he does on the weekends is amazing. And his son Frankie, if it wasn't for Frankie, Right, Todd, you told me he works 12 hours, 14 hours a day, 7 days a week, and doesn't complain.
Just an outstanding. He's a rare breed at a kid his age. He's 23 years old. And
what he went through, tell him.
When he was 17, he was diagnosed with leukemia. In the next 4.5 years of his life, he fought as hard as one could to make it through. He's cancer-free 2 years now.
God bless.
And doesn't complain, gets up every day. There's a lot of side effects from fighting chemo that he'll have the rest of his life, but just plugs along and goes down there and opens up every day. We have also a lot of older people that come in, and just on Father's Day, we were open, and a lady stopped by because she saw me in there, saw my wife, and just come in to say, you don't meet many young men like this anymore. And he's,
how'd that make you feel?
I told him, if we don't ring $1 today, we made enough money for the year, buddy. Because that, that just means everything to me. Yeah, yeah.
You're proud of your son?
Oh, very much so. But and my daughter. You know, they're...
Well, are you proud of your son more than your daughter?
I mean, absolutely not. You want me to go? I got to drive back with her. You see the look I'm getting?
I've been getting that look for 7 minutes over here. It's like burning through my soul here.
She does, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
I got three daughters at home. I get that look.
God bless you, then.
Yeah, I'm experienced with that look. I know nothing, and I'm an idiot. I get that same look when I get at home. All right, so listen, you've got a great organization. You've got a son who made it. He battled through cancer.
Yes.
He survived. So let's support this restaurant, Angry Octopus. Where are you located one more time?
2100 North Clark Street, Chicago, Illinois.
Right in Lincoln Park.
Right in Lincoln Park. Can't miss us.
8 to 8.
8 to 8.
You do catering?
We do catering, yes.
You do bar and bat mitzvahs? I know that's a big thing of yours.
Yeah, of course it is. We'll do whatever you need. We're a family place. You know, we even take suggestions. We've added things to the menu for people. Right. We've even brought things back because people in the area that have lived there for the last 30, 40 years, they wanted it. So we bring it and we serve it to them.
All right. During Passover, you might want to think about matzah brei. It's a big thing. Jews love matzah brei, especially on a skillet. Yeah, don't worry about it. You need to Google it. You see, I could be a consultant for the Angry Octopus like I am.
We'll put you right on the payroll.
Another 10 G's. There's 20 grand. I'm doing pretty good. All right. One more time. The name of the restaurant and a shout out to your son.
Angry Octopus at 2100 North Clark Street. They're Frank Colonna, our main guy out there.
And your wife, we got it. Let's not. Game night.
My partner for life, Laura Colonna.
And what's her name next
to
you?
And my daughter, Bella Colonna.
Bella, smile.
It's kind of a smile.
All right,
thank you very much.
Let's support this great Chicago restaurant. One more time, the address.
2100 North Clark Street. Lincoln Park.
And the food is delicious. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Homemade meatballs are great.
The meatball sandwich is like
pizza, chicken wings, fantastic.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
The meatball sandwich is like the meatball sandwiches I grew up eating in New York. They're delicious.
They're homemade. Grandma's recipe.
They're phenomenal.
Yeah.
All right. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. We're going to be back with all the callers, all the texts after this. We always love supporting local Chicago area businesses, especially family-owned businesses. So get out there to the Angry Octopus, buy their merchandise, buy their food, and leave a note to Bella how much you want her to come back and be on the show later on in the year. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPost call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's a good show.
John Landecker played that song for my intro as I was on his show this week.
Oh, look at her dropping the John Records Landecker.
I got so many more views.
Did you know I was on John Records Landecker? I don't know if I told you.
You don't know how many more people watch his show?
But when I was on with John Records
Landecker. Wow, you guys are really insecure.
Yeah, okay, you're totally right.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
You have no idea.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Texters are texting, and what type of food? I would say Chicago bar food, right? Mm-hmm. Chicken wings, gyros, gyros in some areas of the listening areas. Meatball sandwich, great pizza. They had a chicken salad with great dressing. So the Angry Octopus in Lincoln Park. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Mary in Naperville, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
We are full. We're about ready to take a nap, but thank you for asking. You got a question about a replacement basement window.
I do. My house is almost 50. I'm in unincorporated Naperville. I'm looking to sell in a couple years. Permaseal said they need to be replaced, and they do look rusty. But I've been told that one of them has to be an egress window.
Has to be? Is there a reason why?
Is it in the basement?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's in the basement. It's in,
do you have in the basement.
Do you have a bedroom in your basement?
No. Kind of a semi-finished. There's a TV and a craft table down there.
Kari, do you want to chime in here? Do I need a replacement before selling?
I would say yes. Wouldn't you?
It's a 50-year-old. Yeah. It's a 50-year-old house. 50-year-old window.
Yeah.
Is that the original window on the house, Mary?
Yes, I'm sure it is.
It's like a metal window.
We've been
starting
there since
to rust.
85.
Okay. It's going to show up on a home inspection report. It's probably not a bad idea, Mary. In all fairness, unless the cost is just obscenely expensive to replace them, you could offer a closing credit to the buyer and say, hey, here's $5,000 to replace these basement windows.
I would get a quote for the replacement.
Sure. Without a doubt.
And then just say, hey, we'll give you a closing cost credit.
Yep.
And make closing it less. Credit. Look at Mr. Megapros over there. Stay in your lane there, okay? It's a closing cost credit, by the way, is the official term. Okay. But I would get a quote. I can't help myself. You know what?
No, you can't.
I would get a quote from...
Yeah, Mary, did they give you a price for all the windows or just the egress window?
Well, they said they don't do them.
Okay.
So I found an ad in the paper. I haven't gotten as far as getting estimates. I was worried that one had to be an egress window, which would probably mean digging down.
Yeah.
These windows are little.
Yeah, typically... I've never seen, Kara could check with me on this, but I've never seen a village require somebody to put an egress window in, especially.
What is an egress window?
It's a walkout, it's an emergency window.
Okay.
So it's a basement window, it's larger, it has to be a certain number of square feet in order to be able to get out.
Has a ladder.
Doesn't have to have a ladder actually by code.
Oh, really?
Which is just, again, silly. Typically, that's only going to happen in a finished
basement. You have to be a gymnast in order to not have...
Yeah, which is interesting. The size of people could... Yeah.
Right. So, we're going to give you a larger window to get out, but no way to get above ground.
Yeah, Mary, to sell the house, I would say you absolutely don't need to do that. Your house is going to be grandfathered in anyway. If you were going to refinish your basement, there might be a code that says you have to have an egress window, but not to sell the house.
Where are you in the home selling process? How far away are you from selling your home, Mary?
Well, I've been there since 85. My husband died 2 years ago.
Oh, sorry.
So I have a lot of cleaning out to do before I can, you know, move.
Okay.
And then I have to find something, which is a problem.
Okay,
so.
here's what we're going to do. We're going to make it, sounds like you got a little bit of stress there, right? Okay?
Yep.
So we're going to have Kari reach out to you. She handles that area, all right? She'll stop over, have a cup of coffee. She'll even bring the coffee. That way you don't have to stress out about making the coffee. And if you're not into coffee, she'll make
tea.
And if you're not into tea, she'll bring your soft drink of your choice.
Then you're too picky, and then she's not going to show up because that's too many different options.
No, she's sorry. Mary sounds low maintenance.
Good.
Right, I will still come, Mary, to see you.
So Kari will stop by, check out what you got, look at the window, and give you a professional opinion based upon her experience. Is that better for you, Mary?
That'd be lovely. Thank you.
All right. Chocolate chip cookies or raisin cookies, Kari? Which do you prefer?
Whatever Mary wants.
All right, Mary. Start baking up some cookies, baby, because Kari's coming out with the coffee. Okay, Mary?
All right. I'll make the cookies.
All right. Awesome. And we're gonna send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. Hang on 1 second. 312-981-7200. Bobby in Chicago with a question for Sarah.
Yeah. How you doing, David? Before I ask your question, I just want to tell you, you have the absolute best show on the radio for this type of subject ever.
Aww.
And you've helped me out so many times over the last 6-7 years with various things. I just want to thank you. It's
all right, well,
the best,
wow.
And I try never to miss it.
Well, Bobby, we've got 33 minutes. You could just keep
talking. Bobby.
Well, if I had all the questions answered, we'd be here for 33. But my main question is, I've got an old Chicago bungalow on the northwest side.
Okay.
We've had for about 40 years. Before we moved in, the previous owners had the front porch, demoed, and they poured a slab front porch and steps.
Okay.
It's, you know, obviously exposed. At the bottom of the porch, along the gangway and the sidewalk, is like a curb. And my brother says it might be a capstone. He wasn't sure if it's a curb. But that's cleaved away. It's cracked.
Mm.
And it's fallen off. And I've noticed some cracks on the very top of the deck on the landing. And I'm concerned that, number one, can it be repaired? Number two, if it's not repaired, it has to be replaced. And I guess I've got pictures and everything I can send to Sarah. I was just getting an idea of what, you know, what am I looking at? I mean, what type of situation would cause that?
Sure, I'd be more than happy to evaluate that on a free consultation for you. But if you sent photos to the show, that would definitely help. That little curb could probably be removed and not replaced, just depending on if it's not holding back any earth. Or is it like a retaining wall, or is it just a freestanding curb?
Well, it's kind of hard to describe. You know, the front porch steps were obviously a poured concrete of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom, about 5-inch rise all along the side of it, from the very bottom step to where the porch meets the brick of the house.
Okay.
Is about a 5-inch or 6-inch high slab of concrete.
Sure.
It looks like it was a curb or a base. I don't think it's part of the foundation. And a chunk of it has cleaved away and cracked and fallen off.
Sure.
About a 6-foot length.
Let's get a picture.
And then another about 4-foot length.
Here's what we're going to do, Bobby. Bobby, here's what we're going to do, because I'm up against a break here, because you told me how awesome I was for like 6 minutes. We're going to have, what part of Chicago are you from? North, south, east, or west?
Northwest side, far northwest side, up around the Portage Park area.
Okay.
You're
awesome.
Familiar with it?
Yes.
Very familiar. So we're going to put you on hold, Bobby. Get your Mr. Floor of your choice out to you. Take your name and number down so Sarah could call you after the show and set something up to get out to Portage Park and check out whatever you got going on down there, okay?
Awesome. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. We're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. We got Ken in Antioch with a filter question for you, Jeremy. I know. You're huge in the filters.
I'll do my best.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I got a couple of text messages here regarding center guard. But before I do that, Ken in Antioch's been holding on for a while about a filter. How large of a filter can he put in his furnace? How are you, Ken?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
I'm great. We're great. I speak on everybody's behalf. We're all awesome. Even Bridget, our intern from Northwestern. We think community college, but
Ken,
what's going on with your filter?
Real simple. I got a downdraft furnace that takes a 16x20x1 inch filter. I just want to know if I can cut the ductwork and put in a 3-inch filter.
Yeah. Or why do you want to do that? Just out of curiosity, Ken.
Just so I get more filter area.
Yeah. The problem is that some of those filters might be designed for certain airflow, so you might be inhibiting your airflow. So I would check with your.
That's why I called.
Yeah, I would check with your provider on that. I mean, I've seen it done, so I can't say no, but yes, I would check with a certified technician.
Maker. Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, yep. Before you start cutting anything.
Yeah, because how old's your furnace?
I don't want to restrict it.
Yeah.
It's probably about 12 or 13 years old.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're trying to accomplish. However, like...
Doing what he's doing might make it worse.
Yeah, you might break it.
Do you have your furnace serviced by a professional?
I had it taken care of once. I've only been in the house a couple of years.
Okay.
And they did a clean out on it and everything, and the technician they sent out had no idea whether I could do it or not.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've got a guy at Lindholm who... Lindemann. Yeah, Lindemann Chimney Heating and Air Conditioning. We could connect you with the technicians over there, and they could... give you their advice.
Yeah, and a lot of times, Ken, you could probably just talk to them and see if they could try to walk you through it, because they might charge for that. So
yeah, and those guys are great.
Yeah, they are amazing.
If they could help you out, do it first, tell you if it's the right thing to do.
Yep.
Because you don't want to do something that's going to screw up your unit, right? And then if you can't do it, great. If you're handy, congratulations. Last thing you want to do is blow up your basement.
Yep.
Right.
Well, not going to happen.
Even worse, it's a crawl space.
Oh yeah.
That's why I wanted to make sure, because if anything starts overheating, you know, it's a literal crawl space.
Sure, yeah. It's no bueno. Yeah, but I'd call Lindemann. They're amazing, super educational, or super super smart, super helpful,
knowledgeable.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. See, fumbling, right? That's what you're here for.
All right, buddy. Hang out for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product. 312-981 of your choice, Kenneth. Hang on. 312-981-7200. Got two text messages about CenterGuard, so let's just read them real quick. Just wanted to 773. Just wanted to thank you for recommending the plumber for my dad. Had a great plumber that wasn't getting back to him, so I told him to call CenterGuard Plumbing for a new hot water heater. They did an excellent job, in and out one day. Then his other plumber called back, and the job was done. The other plumber asked, what did you pay? He told him the price, and the other plumber said, wow, you got a great deal. Thanks again for the recommendation. CenterGuard Plumbing is awesome. And then 847, your sponsor, CenterGuard Plumbing is great. They beat the competitor by almost $350, put in a beautiful thing in less than an hour. To direct quote, they put in a beautiful thing. So I guess water
whatever that is
are now considered a beautiful thing. And I've got hot water again. So there you go. It's nice when our listeners share their experiences with our experts. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Kari, this is for you and I to take a road trip, 630. Hey, David, if you're ever in Madison, Wisconsin, you should go to the Tiger Room. You'll love it. We were talking about black velvet red light Tiger Room.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
That was a good tiger.
Who knew?
Sounds more like a leopard to me.
Just try to make our cat noises.
That's a leopard on the prowl.
More like a snow leopard.
Like, yeah. You've got your fantasy. I got my leopard. You all stay right, with. You right. Want to be a snow leopard? I'm not judging.
No, that's not me.
Snow leopard over here. Yeah. I'm a hungry leopard. 312-981-7200. 312-981. You want to go with the snow leopard? That's fine. Not judging.
Yeah.
Big feet.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, Igor, what would you be?
A
snow leopard?
A big-footed snow leopard,
how about
obviously.
Like a
panther?
Siberian tiger?
Yeah, let's dive deep into this, Igor.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll talk about
it. Let's think of a white tiger or a polar bear. Polar bears are awesome.
312-981-7200. Here's a good question. 312-981-7200. MegaPost call, text, photo line. Kari, for you, and then I'll answer it. 312 text message. This is a sincere question, as if all the other ones aren't. What makes you believe interest rates will go down in the future, Kari?
Just because markets are always changing. And if you look at historically, they go up and down.
And it's tied to inflation. So as the inflation has shot up, the Fed has increased the short-term interest rate. The economy has reacted in a certain way. The long-term bonds have gone up. The 10-year bond that the 30-year fix coincides with. During COVID, in August of 2020, the 10-year bond was trading at 0.5. And you had 30-year fixed loans at 2.5%, 2.375%. Today, on Friday, it traded out like 3.8. The week of the 4th of July, we crossed over the 4 barrier. We were at 4.08, and rates were out of control the 4th of July week. But they come back down to like 3.8, 3.9, and we're back into the high 6s, low 7s. So as the inflation cools down, the interest rates will come down. Will we see them back at 2%? I've been doing this 23 years. August 1st will be 23 years. I'd never seen it in the 22 years, in the 20 years I was doing it in the 2s. I don't expect it to go to the 2s. I don't expect it to go to the 3s. I do expect it to go into the 5s and the 6s. And the 5s and the 6s, once we find a base level, we'll start getting adjustable rate mortgages back.
What was it in the 08, 09? Like, housing crash happened?
08, 09? Yeah. Okay. So when I got in the industry, I'll go further back. When I first got in the industry in August of 2000, we were at 7.5%, 8%.
Okay.
And then they bounced around. In 08, 09, you were like 5%, 6%.
Okay.
But in 08, 09, when everything crashed, we had HARP 1, we had TARP, we had HARP 2. We had programs where...
So a ton of programs.
For first-time
home buyers?
No.
Or?
To keep listeners in their homes that were trapped
because
interest rates collapsed.
Okay.
But so did home values.
Yeah.
So listeners couldn't refinance because they owed $300,000 on their home that was
worth... now worth $200,000.
$200,000.
Yeah. Underwater.
Underwater. Yep. So HARP 1 and HARP 2 allowed you to refinance those listeners to keep them in their homes.
Whoa. Okay.
It didn't matter the value. Why? Because they were making their mortgage payments
on time. And that's all they cared
about.
Yeah, that's all they cared about.
And we were able to take listeners in the 6s and the 7s back into the 4s, and they were ecstatic.
Okay, so that could, in theory, happen this run at the mill, right?
Well, what's going to happen is as inflation subsides, and it's already subsided, not to the point where the Fed wants to see it. The Fed wants it back down at 2%. When the Fed gets it back down to 2%, what is the Fed going to do? Fed's going to pull back on the interest rates. When the interest rates start getting pulled back, the 10-year bond will come down. When the 10-year bond comes down, the 30-year fix comes down. When the 30-year fix comes down, and you have
this is a chicken or the egg scenario?
No. This is chicken and egg, because this is, you know, this is Econ 101.
Okay.
So when you have a level that could support a functioning level. Right now, we've been at a high level for 6-8 months. And the reason we don't have any adjustable rate mortgages is because the servicers know that the rates are going to drop. They don't want to come out with adjustable rate mortgages right now because everybody would refinance. So they're waiting for the rates to come down, have a level, supporting a level, whatever that level is, if that's 6%, if that's 5.5%. You get to 5.5%, you'll have an adjustable rate mortgage in the fours.
Okay.
And then it'll be a jailbreak.
Okay.
Because everybody that refinanced or got a loan at the fives and the sixes are going to refinance immediately into an adjustable rate mortgage. Yeah. Let's go ladies first, Kari, then we'll go to Igor. Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, when interest rates go down, pricing on homes is going to go sky high again. So that's why I'm saying go ahead and buy the home right now and wait for the rates to adjust to a tolerable level for yourself.
Igor?
Yeah, my comment was just that I know the Federal Reserve Bank is trying to engineer a soft landing, which is why I think rates are ultimately going to go down, because you know, as the economy starts to cool, you know, as inflation comes down, and it is going to cool,
it already has,
and student loans are going to start to get, you know, get paid. We talked about that off air.
October 1st.
You know, that's going to suck a lot of liquidity out of the economy. I think what's going to wind up happening is as rates do come down, starting with the Fed, it'll trickle all the way down. Rates will come down. That frees up a lot of inventory for Kari to work with.
Yes.
And we should be able to normalize. But I don't know, 6 months, 12 months, David? That's
Listen,
you know,
all these geniuses have been predicting, oh, we're going to see fives by the middle part of this year. That's what they said at the end of this year.
Right.
So here's what I'm telling you. Okay, when I open the rate sheet and I see that the 10-year bond keeps going down into the low threes, I'll tell you that, hey, we're going to be, you know, we got a better shot. I'm the guy on the radio who said, hey, you got a better shot of seeing fours than you do twos again. Right. I was the guy on the radio telling you, hey, you got a better shot of seeing fives than you do four again. I was the guy who said, hey, you got a better shot of seeing sevens than you do fives again.
You were being honest.
Okay, I was being honest and upfront. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think we're going to see eight. Okay, but I do think you got a better shot of seeing sixes than you do eights. Okay, when that's going to happen?
Certainly not threes.
You're not. Forget about it. Listen, if we have threes, we got bigger problems.
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
And we're going
to
be
back to Kari's point. The house value is going to skyrocket.
Skyrocket. There's no doggone inventory. Now, I don't care what the overall housing market is nationwide. I care about Chicago.
Yeah.
I care about the Chicago suburbs. Okay, what's going on in Florida and the building down in Florida and the building boom in Georgia and the building boom in North and South Carolina and the building boom in
Chicago
all these
radio station.
It's a Chicago radio station. And I can tell you right now, we're not having any massive types of building going on. When's the last time you drove by a cornfield or a soybean field and you saw the signs up like you did in 2006?
It's pretty slow moving.
It's very slow moving. So until we have cornfields blown out, we haven't seen that in years, you're starting to see some of that out up in off of 60, okay, out in Mundelein area, okay. They dropped the Menards and the Hobby Lobby out there, and they've got houses going up like crazy. But it's not 400 or 500 track houses like we saw in the early 2000s.
That's your inventory.
That's your inventory.
New construction is your inventory. But my question, Kari, how much inventory, how many months of inventory do we have right now? I mean, like a month?
Well, it depends on what part of the Chicagoland suburbs you're talking about. But I would say on average, about 2 to 3.
Wow. And normal is?
Six.
So there you go.
You're one third. You've got one third the inventory. You've got one third the time on market. Okay, you know, I mean inventory, right? You got 60 days of inventory, it's usually 6 months. So you got 2 months of inventory, it's usually six.
Well, that explains the pricing structure, and it explains
everything.
You know, explains everything, right?
Explains everything. Listen, I would love to go to a borrower, our listeners right now, and say, hey, listen, I know the rates are at 7 right now, but I've got this 7-year ARM, right? Let's tuck in for safety here, 7-year ARM at 5.5% or 6 6.125%. Right. I'd love to do that. As crazy as that sounds, they jump all over that. They'd be all over that. And that sometime in the next 84 months we'll just park them into a safety of a 30-year fixed if and when they come down. That's where it is. I wanted to get that out there. So great text question out there for 312. We're gonna take a quick break. We're running out of time. 312 312- But I wanted to get that covered because it impacts everybody in studio here, and it impacts every one of our listeners. Because even if you're renting, your landlord is going to be able to refinance and drop into a lower rate if they bought a home in the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay? 312-981. And I'm duking here. 312-981-7200. I think it's that meatball sandwich. It was so good. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all our contact information. Download podcasts and previous shows and collect all of the show's experts at WGNDavid.com. We'll be back after these couple of messages. 312-981-7200 to wrap up the show. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
MegaPro's call, text, and photo line.
I can't talk.
I don't understand the whole concept.
It's magical.
I don't speak freaky deaky Dutch.
You understand what I'm saying. I want you to tell the contraception story.
Wrong word.
Yeah, whatever. It began with the C. Let's not get critical here.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I meant the conceiving story.
Yeah, that was a great story. Your
brother.
Yep.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We went a little deep on that interest rate explanation, but that's why we're here. We're here to educate our listeners as to what to look for.
Yeah, sometimes we have to sound somewhat smart.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes, right? It can't just be laughter the whole time.
At least 6 minutes of each show. So, Sarah, you got your nugget of knowledge that you want to leave all of our listeners with.
Sure. I just wanted to talk about a project that we're working on right now in Hyde Park for a homeowners or a condo association. And they had a minor downspout sewer catch basin. There was a clay pipe that connected their downspout into the catch basin, and it cracked, and it was cracked before we excavated. And we were able to do that minor sewer work. So that's what happens when you work with Andreas and Sons. We can manage a lot of those extra things in-house instead of having to call maybe a plumber or minor electrical work. We work with a licensed electrician. So a lot of your problems that are happening while we're there in regards to plumbing, electrical, siding, we can work with you to make us a one-stop shop for you. So that's my nugget of knowledge. It was awesome to have Todd, our foreman from the Angry Octopus, down here today. That was great. And I hope you give us a call at 708-863-5735 or andreasconstruction.com. I am providing free consultations for anyone and everyone. So give us a call.
My microphone's off. Igor Marak.
Yes. So my nugget of knowledge, I'll have actually two quick nuggets, Dave, if you don't mind. The first is we talked about proper humidification or proper dehumidification, really, this time of the year, and how important and critical it is for the floors to function properly in your home to have that proper humidification and dehumidification. So remember, for everyone listening, keep your relative humidity between 30 and 50% for a healthy and properly functioning floor. And then the second nugget of knowledge really is to maintain your floor surfaces correctly. So we would encourage everyone to go to MrFloor.com. Use the promo code WGN. Take a look at all of our cleaning products that we've spent years and years and years developing. They're really, really great. We've had hundreds of our WGN listeners try them, use them, love them, report back to the station. Yep. how wonderful, you know, they've worked for them. And so we would encourage everyone to give those a try.
Phone number
is 847-674-7500 or MrFloor.com.
Kari?
I would just second what he says. I love my Mr. Floor cleaner that I have at my home. And I would just give a shout out to sellers right now. If you want to know the value of your home, give us a call at thekohlergroup.com, 630-587-4700. We'd love to hear from you and provide you that value.
MegaPro's Jeremy.
Thanks, Kari.
MegaPro's Home Improvement.
You're welcome.
847-658-8989.
Yeah, so we launched that preventative maintenance program. It's $600 for a whole year. We come out to your house twice a year. We inspect everything, make sure that your home is healthy, at least on the outside. So feel free to give us a call at that fun little jingle number or visit us at megapros.com.
847-658-8989.
$600 for a biannual inspection.
Yeah, yeah, it's rather phenomenal.
And I just want to throw in there in the minute that we got left that if you are looking, we launched the secure credit card on the radio this past week. It's a Team Hochberg Fresh Start secured credit card Visa with no annual fee. We've got over 20 listeners signed up already, which is incredible.
Awesome.
The variety of the listeners that I'm speaking from have experienced a bankruptcy, a foreclosure, a divorce, a lot of divorces with horrible outcomes where the spouse threw in a couple of torpedoes. So you can't get turned down as long as you're 18. We're working with Kane County Teachers Credit Union. You're giving them the funds, $500. If you've got more, that's even better. They will give you a secured credit card. You automatically show up on the grid. All three credit agencies start reporting. You get a pulse again. If you do everything that I tell you to do, change your spending patterns from your debit card to the Team Hochberg Fresh Start Secured Credit Card. It's a Visa. You could use it universally. I guarantee you your credit scores will show up and your credit scores will be a lot stronger in 6 months. I can't guarantee you the number of points, but if you do everything that I recommend that you do, you could only be successful. And that's what we're trying to do. There's 47 million Americans who are either credit invisible or have unscorable credit, which means there are 47 million opportunities, Kari, of listeners that we could help buy a home in the future, even put more pressure on the inventory, because you'll have more listeners that qualify. You go to 56david.com/fresh start, 56david.com/fresh start, and I will help you build your credit, establish your credit, strengthen your credit for free. Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back next Saturday. And I look forward to having you listen. Thanks. Stay warm. Air condition. That's why Mr. Air and Mr. Condition got together, created the air conditioner.
It's beautiful outside. Come on. It's not that bad.
We're schwitzing today. Have a great weekend, everybody. We're throwing it over to Kevin in the newsroom. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration. Kari Kohler from the Kohler Group. Mr. Floor, Igor Morak, and Sarah Andreas from Robert R. Andreas & Sons. For information and additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.